This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The tax reform framework announced last week is the first step toward providing tax relief to farmers and ranchers. Pat Wolf, AFBF's tax specialist, highlighted some of the details. She says there would be lower rates for incorporated businesses, for non-incorporated businesses, and for individuals. Of course, that comes at a price, and that price is the loss of credits and other deductions. It's unknown at this time what those losses are going to be, which is why Farm Bureau is paying close attention. When discussing the impact that the North American Free Trade Agreement has had on U.S. agriculture, the general summary has been the agreement has been wonderful for U.S. agriculture, with a few exceptions. The two sectors that are often referred to here are vegetables and fruits. A review of the impact of NAFTA on vegetable trade was provided in a recent Market Intel article, NAFTA VeggieTales. Now we turn to fruit and nuts. Like many other commodities discussed in this series, in terms of trade of fresh and frozen fruits, NAFTA partners are each other's primary trading partners, though trade isn't nearly as concentrated as it is in vegetable trade. Hannaford Supermarkets recently announced the donation of $40,000 to the New Hampshire Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee Harvest for All program. The donations, part of the Hannaford Helps Initiative, were announced at Brookdale Fruit Farm in Hollis, where the NHFB young farmers were picking up farm-fresh produce to deliver to the New Hampshire Food Bank. The group plans to use the funds to rent refrigerated transportation in future Harvest for All collections and to explore new ways to support hunger relief. The beverage milk industry is a risky business. One of the more complicated provisions of the complicated federal milk marketing order system is in fluid or beverage milk pricing. Buying and selling milk going into fluid milk beverages is confusing because of federal milk marketing order in-product pricing formulas, along with an inability for processors to directly forward contract milk intended for fluid use and a lack of a commercially traded futures contract for beverage milk. These roadblocks prevent those that deal in the beverage market from being able to effectively manage their risks on either the supply side or the demand side of the equation. This puts those working in the beverage market at a significant disadvantage over those working in the product, cheese, butter, and powder markets. And as if dairy farmers, the idea is to try to get the highest value for their milk. It's probably a good idea to make it that much easier and less risky for milk handlers to be in the fluid milk business. A new proposal to change the way the Agriculture Department regulates fluid milk markets could potentially alleviate many of these risk management concerns. Farmer cooperatives and processor trade organizations are currently considering a farm bill request to change the beverage milk price to the simple average of the advanced Class 3 and 4 milk prices plus 74 cents per hundredweight. While this proposal would facilitate the use of commercially traded milk futures contracts to more directly manage beverage milk price risk, it may represent an opportunity to reverse the long-term decline observed in per capita fluid milk consumption. Every year, farmers and ranchers face greater challenges in finding enough workers to keep their businesses running, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall in his statement. The labor shortage on America's farms and ranches is growing, and the lack of a stable, legal supply of workers places the health of too many farms at risk. We cannot afford to see any more of our nation's food supply lost in the fields. The Ag Act's proposed guest worker visa program would bring much-needed improvements to the current system while addressing the needs of our current workforce and providing a streamlined visa process for skilled agricultural workers in the future. Although Farm Bureau members have concerns on certain points, such as capping the number of visas, we stand ready to work with Chairman Goodlatte and members of Congress to refine these provisions for the good of all of U.S. agriculture. Farm Bureau applauds Representative Goodlatte for his leadership on this legislation and looks forward to working with members on both sides of the aisle to solve agriculture's labor problems now and in the future. On Tuesday, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt announced the launch of Smart Sectors, a partnership program between the agency and regulated sectors focused on achieving better environmental outcomes. A sector-based, collaborative approach provides a significant opportunity for EPA to consider more forward-thinking ways to protect the environment, according to the agency. When we consider American business as a partner, as opposed to an adversary, we can achieve better environmental outcomes, said Pruitt in an EPA news release. The Smart Sectors Program is designed to effectively engage business partners throughout the regulatory process. The previous administration created a narrative that you can't be pro-business and pro-environment. This program is one of the many ways we can address that false choice and work together to protect the environment. When industries and regulators better understand each other, the economy, public, and the environment all benefit. Also in the release, AFBF President Zippy Duval noted, "Modern agriculture is environmentally sustainable. From satellite technology and data management to the use of cover crops, farmers and ranchers continue to adopt innovations that are effective in helping them grow more food with fewer resources. That's good for the environment and good for business." The Environmental Protection Agency's Smart Sectors Program provides a framework of welcome collaboration that embraces continued innovation aligned with our commitment to continuous improvement. America's farmers and ranchers work hard to produce the food and fiber and renewable resource fuel sources we all depend on and enjoy. Their work is noble yet challenging. Always operating in a world of uncertainty, there are no 2 days the same in agriculture. Whether mending a broken fence, penning cows, or balancing the books, farmers and ranchers have many responsibilities each day. They need a tax code that recognizes the work that they do and the unique challenges their businesses face. The tax reform framework that was released last week is very promising, but it is only a start, and there is still much work to be done. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.